Mount Cheehaw is my Everest, and the Coosa is my now. Alabama's where I was born and raised, and I think I'll stay a while. We sing about sweet home and Dixieland delight. We tell stories about what goes on in Montgomery at midnight.
Welcome back to the Jeff Porch Show at FM Talk 106.5, 34 minutes after the hour on this Wednesday morning. My week's flying by. So come on the program from the Alabama Policy Institute. Phil Williams will be with us. State Representative Andrew Sorella, you may have heard yesterday, former State Senator Rusty Glover tossed his hat into the ring in the race for state auditor. The name of fairness, we have his opponent. One of his opponents, Andrew Sorrell, joined us. We'll talk, get his reaction to that and some other things going on in the Alabama legislature. We'll wrap it all up with my friend Sean Ross, formerly of Yellowhammer News, now of SR Communications. And we'll talk about some things going on politically, particularly as it pertains to the Alabama legislature. So make sure you stick around for that. But joining us now, it's my pleasure to introduce the next guest who has put up with a lot of bad copy for me over the last 15, 16 years or so, but somehow has has me under her employment, one and only Ashley Trice from Lanyap. Ashley, good morning. Thank you for coming on.
Good morning, Jeff. Happy Nappy Day.
Happy Nappy Day. Yeah, so I guess here in just a little bit, those issues will hit the stands, and everybody will know who won what.
Yes, we have, I think the final count was 380 categories of well-deserving winners in every kind of industry you can imagine. So it is quite a program.
Well, now you said you're able to reveal some of these, I guess, about 20 minutes or so before it's official. But
yes, we will break some news here. The issues are set to hit the streets in 1 hour. And this is our biggest, this is a supersized issue, 100 pages. So make sure to grab one. It's going to be a doozy. So, but in radio, I can reveal that your coworkers, Dalton and Dan, they won best team, best radio team, and your other coworker, Mr. Sean Sullivan, won best talk radio host.
Well,
so
how?
They're your FM talk. I'm sorry you were robbed, Jeff. You did quite well, though.
How about that? I am new to the. I am new to the game here. I have not been
You got to lobby your listeners a little better next year, I guess.
I am really bad at that, apparently. I've been lobbying for at least for a while for the Columnist Award, and I am 0 for for however long I've been.
And you do well in that one, too. I will tell you, it's hard. You know, the food guy wins it every year, and this is what he says almost every year. It's like, everyone, you know, has an opinion on sports or politics or whatever, you know, and a strong opinion, but, you know, everyone is universally enjoys food. So it's like the one area that's not divisive in our world. So that's how he feels like he gets it.
You're saying the Beltway beat Jeff Poore is a polarizing element to Lanyap. I believe that's the message there.
Yeah, my life would be so boring if I didn't have people calling me up telling me that we're evil for letting you write your opinion in our newspaper. So. And then I have to say, oh, well, that's what newspapers are for, is to have informed opinions expressed. But this is the world we live in.
I told you that I continue to every time I hit send on that to submit that column, I'm just This could be the day they say, hey, it was a good run, Jeff. Well, we're going to go in a different direction. But,
Jeff, I believe that would have already happened, I promise.
I think you probably would have to. But, you don't want to get too full of yourself. But some people may not know this, but the Nappy Awards mark the anniversary of Lanyap's founding. Speaking of good runs here, especially the newspaper business these days, you guys have had quite the run.
Yeah, 19 years on July 24th. Exactly, it will be 19 years to the day of our first issue. So, it's I was looking back the other day of things that were going on in 2002 when we started. You know, it's like the DC sniper was running around shooting everyone in Maryland, and Elizabeth Smart was kidnapped. it seems just like a lifetime ago. It's hard to, you know, really put it in perspective. But
yeah, the difference in media now? No longer do we have a daily newspaper in Mobile, Alabama. Who would have thought that? Well, I guess maybe that's the trend with the internet, and maybe some people foresaw, but we never, I never took that seriously. It's like, oh, you're always going to have a newspaper. It turns out, and probably not because technology is so great, but just the mismanagement of the current.
I think why we have been able to stick around is that we try to still be a newspaper. We try to just go out, cover your city council meetings, cover your commission meetings, cover what's going on with the water board, what's going on with the power company, and we just try to tell the story. We're not trying to take a side, you know. We, of course, have opinion columns. That's what they're for. But, you know, we're not trying to cater to just one side of the aisle. And I think people appreciate that. Sure, they have their own opinions, but, you know, they know that we're out there just trying to tell you what's going on in your community.
Yeah, well, and even the opinions, though, they are a range of opinions.
It's so boring to me to want to know, to have someone confirm what you already think. I want to see what the other guy is thinking, you know? And it challenges your own opinions on things. I think that's what it should be all about. But,
there's also this that I think Landyep adds, you know, a lot of opinion, it's so national. It's so federal.
Yeah.
Everything is, you know, it's right versus left nationally. And you still have that right versus left dynamic at the local level, but not to the degree. It's not as picking teams. Yeah, you know?
Yeah. I mean, and those national level fights, they're just, at this point, so tired. I mean, you know the buzzwords on each side, and it's just like, let's be interested in something that's right here local, you know?
Yeah. I agree with that. I find we can talk Trump all day long to we're blue in the face, and everybody's got an opinion on it, but it's much more compelling to me when we can really look at, just the local stuff. There still remains to me a deficiency in a lot of that, that no one really takes a critical look at it. And because of that, because no one's really taking a critical look of the county commission or the city council or the state legislature, that they tend to get away with a lot more than what's going on in Congress, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the national politics and these debates, you know, they give all of these local guys tons of cover, you know, because, you know, it's not, and you don't have newspapers. I mean, we're doing our best with our small staff, but, you know, there used to be five or six reporters at every city council or county commission meeting. You don't see that anymore, so... And it's fine if everyone's focused on if Donald Trump is wonderful or evil, you know, because they're not thinking about, oh, well, hey, I'm not getting my bridge built or my road fixed, you know. So.
Yeah, and that's it's such an important thing to do. And it just the a lot of the writing now, particularly from the aforementioned legacy, the formerly daily newspaper, they take a local issue and try to tie it to national politics.
Right,
and it's forced. Right. It's fatigued. It doesn't really move the needle at all.
No, it's just, you know, sort of vanity writing, I think, in a lot of ways. So I can write the same thing as the New York Times or the Washington Post, you know.
Yeah.
And I can localize it. You know, so.
Look at this guy. He's trying to be like Donald Trump. What a dummy. And I just, who is that? Who is that for anyway? But that's I'm glad to have this platform, and like I said, I am glad that I have not been terminated yet. Somehow I have survived. Survived.
You're hanging on that thread.
I survived a lot of critics coming at me, I'm sure, and angry phone calls. But what can I say, Ashley? Something else that you were able to compile, and that is speaking of federal-ish politics, I guess, statewide election coming up. For U.S. Senate, who are Landyep readers? Who do they think will be the next U.S. Senator in Alabama?
Well, I can reveal that they chose Mo Brooks as who would be the next U.S. Senator. Now, there is a caveat. Katie Britt had not announced when the voting was taking place. She was a finalist, though, because, you know, her name had been out there. But as far as the readership, they feel that Mae Brooks will win.
Well,
I don't know how accurate, you know, or how similar the Lagniappe Reader's Choice Award voting population is to the regular voting population, but there you have.
Well, it's not that crazy of a bet. I guess what's interesting about it is just this part of the state, and he's from the opposite part of the state. That the struggle for him, he's ran twice before for statewide office. He ran for lieutenant governor in 06 and finished third in the Republican primary. And then, of course, he finished third in 2017 when he ran for that open U.S. Senate seat after Jeff Sessions went to go be attorney general. But the struggle was always, hey, there's no one knows who he is, or they don't like the way he talks like a Yankee from the north part of the state or whatever. Now it seems like people are kind of coming to terms with him. Maybe it's the Trump thing. I don't know what it could be, but it does seem to have changed.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, my sense from just driving around and looking around, and especially in the Midtown, and in like the business communities over in Fairhope and stuff, I'm seeing more Katie Britt signs. So I don't know if she's gonna maybe have a better showing down here in Mobile and Baldwin than he does. So maybe, I don't know. We'll see. It's so early.
It is kind of fascinating to ride around Point Clear and then ride around Midtown, and you see Katie Britt signs. You also see on the Eastern Shore, you also see Sandy Simpson for mayor signs. But
no, I saw that too. I was like, oh, I didn't know he was running for mayor of Montrose. But okay,
yeah. But that's a crazy phenomenon, and whenever I bring that up, you know, I get the obligatory yard signs don't vote response from our audience.
Yeah. But I know, but I mean, this early and to have that many signs out, I don't know. I think you can read a little bit into it.
It's an interesting study.
That people are putting it out there so early, you know.
Yeah, it's an interesting study in human behavior, particularly when it comes to elections. My reaction is it's like a version of virtue signaling or something that you wanna signal that you're backing the level headed or whatever, the business minded candidate.
Yeah.
As to your neighbors and stuff, but maybe I'm wrong about that. It just seems that way, you know. But the Nappy's coming up Friday. Tell people what they could expect.
Well, so the issue hits the streets today, and then of course Friday night we are having the ceremony for the award winners at the Civic Center Theater. So it has traditionally been a very, very long program, but this year we have consolidated it into a 1 hour beautifully produced program that will have everyone's acceptance speeches up on the big screen. So it will be lovely. And also for everyone who cannot attend, you know, the non-winners and just our general readership, they will be able to see all of this on our votenappies.com. All of the ceremony will be on votenappies.com probably early next week. So it's just
some of the constraints of pandemic or whatever that you scaled it down a little bit, it sounds like.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. It's just that it gotten to the point where it was taking 3 or 4 hours to call everyone up on stage and so we just wanted to make it a tighter program. So I think we're going to try it out and see how it works. I think it's going to be way. People really went above and beyond on their thank you videos, so, including FM Talk. I really can't wait for everyone to see y'all. So.
Well, that's very good. We have two award winners here at FM Talk 106.5. I'm glad to be a part of that team. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, you should be.
Ashley, folks want to check out, they want to check you out, they want to subscribe, they want to find the Lagniappe. Tell them where to look.
Well, we have nearly 1,000 locations at Mobile and Baldwin County where you can pick it up in one of our purple our hideous pink boxes, or you can go to leanyetmobile.com and subscribe. It's just 21 cents a day, and it helps us pay all of you wonderful people to continue doing good work and to cover your county commission and your city council and all of your state and local races. So,
well, Ashley,
sign up today.
Ashley, we thank you for your time. Let's talk again soon, and best of luck on Friday night.
Thank you so much, Steph. See you later.
See ya. Ashley Trice, ladies and gentlemen of Lanyap. Congratulations to my colleagues, Dan and Dalton, the best morning duo there, and Sean Sullivan. There's some stiff competition out there, ladies and gentlemen. You don't know how tough those and how cutthroat, let's say, those contests can be. All right, guys, well, we're going to get a quick break in here. 251-343-0106 if you'd like to weigh in on anything we are talking about. Or if you want to send along our congratulations to Dan Dalton and Sean, do so. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is the Jeff Bohr Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again. Cotton in the ditch. We all picked the cotton, but we never got rich.